There's a lot to learn. The first thing is that it takes deliberate preparation to pull off a good election. The Kenyans invested a lot of time in preparing the voting system that has helped them pull out the election of the kind that we are seeing. So if you look at what is happening right now, where they are able to relay results in real time through a live feed to the media, and results are updated every second. To put in place all of those systems required a lot of time. But also, what we have also seen is that the process here has been very open and transparent to local and external observers. So we've had delegations from the African Union, led by President Chissano. You've had delegations from the Carter Center, led by President Rupiah Banda. You've had delegations from COMESA, led by our own Zimbabwean, Simbi Mbako, and a lot of other delegations. And it has not been a threat to the process. So I think there's a lesson to learn there in terms of transparency.
What can you tell us about the Independent Electoral Commission that is running the elections in Kenya?
IEBC here, the Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission, has really had a level of credibility, which I think is very important for an electoral process.
It is not possible, Mr. Bomba, to run a perfect election. What are some of the shortfalls that you have observed?
Another crucial component to learn from the mistakes, I would say, from the present election here in Kenya is that voter education is a very, very important thing. The last time that I looked at the figures, you had around 350,000 spoiled ballot papers. The Kenyan Independent Electoral and Boundaries Commission did not have enough time to educate the Kenyans in terms of how to vote. So this has resulted in a record number of spoiled ballots.